It is Monday, October 7th, 2019 at 6:30. And this is a committee of the whole meeting, and our discussion topic tonight is city logo. Present are council members myself, Mary Westfall, Katie Cappellini, Mark Fry, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lutke, Patrick Richardson, and Doug Hanum. Also joining us from City Administration, Mayor Stow, Law Director Leslie Brining, Service Director Kevin Aller, and Economic Development Director Bill Sanford. Also, Sharon Booker is with us, Clerk of Council, and Danny Fuller of Fuller Art House is here. Our focus this evening is a discussion on the city logo. We had a couple things still hanging out there that we hadn't quite been able to get resolved, and one of those was the colors. And so we were hoping if she showed them on the board here, they could be a more close, accurate representation of the colors. I did share with Danny, however, that if we didn't feel they were right, to literally just carry her computer around and let you look at the colors so that you can see the actual colors she's recommending. It seems to be a barrier that I'd like to overcome this evening if we can. Also, in addition to that, we have a discussion around the city flag. That was the last kind of thing hanging out there that we wanted to feel comfortable with, and Danny has a couple of recommendations there as well. So do you want to, can I turn it over to you and you bring us up to speed?
Yes.
All right.
Right, might not have the right calibration on that. Okay. grammatical thing with a comma after Sylvania? Like, are we gonna get made fun of, or how does that?
We talked about that on Saturday too.
What is it actually supposed to be?
There is supposed to be a comma, but I feel like.
I agree with you. I think from a design aesthetic, yeah, but I just, you know, I'm just trying to think it out here before we print a bunch of these flags. Is it going to look like we forgot a comma?
Commas can be forgotten a lot.
Do we think the word Ohio is necessary?
Yes.
Second.
So moved in second that we accept the logo design colors as well as the flag design and items. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, who? I think we got it. All right. Thanks so much, Danny.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
Here, can we, I guess nothing happens to the legislation.
Correct. But is there other conversation or other dialogue? Yeah. Good question. Let's ask Danny that question. Right. I think that's a good. And the legislation, I think, will be coming at that meeting, so that would be helpful.
Okay.
And if you've got it even a day before and members of council could see it, I think that would be beneficial.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I have a question. So in terms of our next steps, I mean, like, there's that. And then there's the wayfinding signs. Like, we can't just do everything at once, or can we?
I think our discussions have been that we would just do it kind of organically as signs needed to be updated and upgraded. It was time to make a transition that we would incorporate the new logo, but that we wouldn't incur an expense of massive redo at one time. But certainly administration may have a different take on that, and maybe they have a bunch of money hidden somewhere that we could just do it all now.
Our wayfinding signs are pretty faded.
Also the city website and the new calendar, that should all incorporate the new stuff. The signs were just refurbished around town.
Yeah, we don't want to redo that. Those were expensive too.
Mm-hmm. Or were they not?
They weren't done yet.
So you've been holding off on it. So we could do that. I think
that is good.
The right thing.
Because they look kind of faded right now and discolored.
Yeah, that was part of our, it was in a capital improvement budget for this year.
Oh, good.
Smart.
We'll make the new logo. We'll incorporate that into the new signs.
Which signs are you talking about? All the wayfinding signs?
On Monroe Street, yeah. They're all kind of yellowed and faded.
You also have the banners that will be going up.
The banners that are going up.
Anything new should do it.
Anything new.
This was done by Architectural Arts. The man that did it has passed away, but his company is still there, and we can get a price from him. This is not as expensive.
Thing.
So we might want to take care of this one. That's fine.
You know, we might want to take advantage of the opportunity that we're doing this to kind of in one formal way talk about.
maybe some other ways, so that people really understand what the thinking is behind it, you know, the notion of the public.
Maybe some kind of like press release or can you have a ribbon cutting for a logo?
Well, when we redid the sign, if we redid the sign, it would be a perfect opportunity.
Mm-hmm, when we redo the sign. But I do think the calendar is going to lend itself to something that would be a wonderful opportunity to communicate the logo change and any of the thoughts around the decision-making process. I could think it could be something very fun to incorporate. And how fortunate to have Danny working on that as well. There'll be a nice synergy there.
That's a good idea. The end of the year when we show the new calendar, we introduce the new logo. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe even in don't you write a little bit in the calendar too?
Maybe. Yes, we can write it in there.
Okay.
And it'll take a while to get flags made. We ought to get some flags made. Technically, that was the reason how this all started. We were running out of flags.
Okay, any good questions, Mark? Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Any other business to come before this committee of the whole meeting? Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn the committee of the whole meeting on the topic of the city logo. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, and this meeting stands adjourned at 6:50.